two, one. Welcome back into the shop, guys. It's Tyler.
I'm Lauren.
And it's me, Peter.
That's new.
It's you, gotta change Peter.
It up. I'm so thrown.
You know, we were everyone's so sleepy. We got to change it up.
You're right.
You got to get up.
I don't want to get up.
Wakey.
Eggs and bakey.
Party too hard last night. I'm over it. Just kidding. I don't want to start this podcast off like this.
I was just asleep.
Anyways, cool. Let's go straight into the topic of the day, guys. Talking about our favorite topic of all time, food. kind of been brought up because it's like, you know, we're Saturday, it's a friend's birthday. We're about to do like, another session, the hot pot karaoke mix. And just got us kind of thinking like, you know, like food as like, or like, you know, especially like the hot pot world. Or like the K barbecue world, you know, like all these like all you can eat worlds, right? Like, I think it's come to a point where it's like you almost kind of have to have like not like a gimmick, but you kind of have to like do a little bit extra, right? Like you gotta do different. A little bit more,
right? Be built different,
be different, and like I think you know, like I think hot pot karaoke is kind of like a prime example of that. It's like, you kind of need something that isn't just hot pot to like differentiate yourself from the rest of the competition. And just wanted to kind of like, you know, elaborate on that. Things we've noticed, things we've seen, and things that we think like probably would be fun ideas. I don't know. But yeah, that's what today's all about.
What's more fun than singing on karaoke over like steaming boiling soup and raw meat?
In a stuffy ass room.
In a small room.
Yeah,
well, a lot of ventilation.
A lot of this, I think, is from Asia. Like, I mean, they probably got the idea somewhere too, right? Mm. And I don't think it's like an American-born idea to have hot pot karaoke.
What would be the? I mean, before we get into it, what would be like the American equivalent to like hot pot karaoke?
The bar karaoke.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that's in a lot of other cultures either. I think that's a pretty American thing.
Mm.
To get schwasted on an IPA and then like
sing Sweet Home Alabama in the corner.
Yeah. Truly an all like an American concept.
That's fair. Yeah. I've never done a bar karaoke. Also, probably because the playlist is not in my.
I mean, basically, you're just gonna be up there singing Journey. That's what it is.
That's true. Okay, I got a little Journey in me. I can do a little Journey. I just don't know about doing it after like 5 or 6 IPAs.
Yeah, you know, it's a night. It's a recipe for disaster when it comes to losing a voice and stuff like that.
You can still sing though. You're just a little raspy.
Some people like you might maybe pull out some raspy artists. Who's a raspy artist?
Anderson Paak.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You can pull out some Anderson Paak tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna
exactly.
This bitch got me.
Mm-hmm. So you can still sing. You're good.
Maybe you're good. You know, just do the Nehus in the beginning.
The Nehus.
Yeah, and then pass the mic.
Like hit all the powers that I want to hit.
In the past mic, you know?
Some of the ad-libs.
Yeah, you can do the ad-libs.
Oh, I love doing ad-libs.
Yeah. Maybe the hot pot will soothe your throat.
It will.
You know, once that
just get like the herb one, you know, the non-spicy herb ones. You're good to go.
Well, the good thing about the Grand Hot Pot, though, is like they have that fridge just stocked up drinks.
Mm. They better have my soy milk this time or I'll be upset.
You're so obsessed with soy milk. you checked the nutrition facts last time. That shit is like 46 grams of sugar.
Okay, not 46, like 23, which is still bad.
Well, when it's all you can drink, you know, you might as well.
Right? Drink up on sugar.
Okay, but I mean, I kind of filled up on those guava drinks.
Okay, those are just as bad, okay? So, hey,
they are,
you know,
just as bad.
It's fine.
For what it's worth.
It's fine. It's all you drink all the time. It's just, you know, if it's there, I will seek out for it.
Yeah, I mean, you're already paying for it, you know?
Yeah,
I drink
true water. No, oh yeah, I'll bring my bigger
water's
bag.
Water's free.
I'll bring my bigger bag so we can just stock them in my bag and take them.
Don't tell the world. That's stealing.
Okay, stealing.
Everyone does it.
Not me.
You put them in my bag.
I didn't steal it.
You stole it for me, so yeah. I technically did not do it.
Yeah.
You stole it. I just reaped the rewards.
I might have inspired the idea, but it wasn't me who executed it.
Yeah.
What do you mean inspired the idea? I was like, ooh.
You're only guilty if you get caught. And I can't get caught if I don't have it on me.
Technically,
that's fact.
I'm paying for it, you know, technically. So, you know, I'll take them.
All right, enough about stealing.
It's not stealing. You paid for it. You paid for the service, so you just take advantage of it.
I guess.
It's true. But what were you saying?
What were we saying?
I don't know. You said to move on from stealing, which wasn't stealing.
I just want to get off the topic of stealing. You know, what if we get caught? What if they use this against us one day?
That's true.
They don't even know what restaurant we're talking about. So,
well, Tyler just said Grand Hama.
Oh, never mind.
Hello loud.
Never mind. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not stealing anyway, but just, yeah.
They're going to keep an eye on you.
Go on. They don't know who I am.
Yeah, I'd be like you were saying, you know, Grand Hot Pot for one, karaoke right. Hot Pot. And then that kind of goes into the conversation we were having about, you know, most of these all-you-can-eat places having a gimmick or like a thing. You know, some have like conveyor belts, some have these robots mm-hmm. now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some are like half and half hot pot, Korean barbecue. You know, we've seen those a lot lately. And I think that's just like the trend with like Asian food, even like boba, right? Because there's so many that opens up. Like, what's going to differentiate you from something else, right? Like yeah. a sauce bar can only do so much. And it's just like, do you just say, I've noticed the ones I like the most are like the ones that require least service of customer service. Because yeah. I mean, it's Asian food. I mean, it's the what is it? The stereotype, right? You're not going to get great service.
Yeah.
So why not just remove the shitty service? So yeah. you don't That's get shitty true. Service. You That's just true. Do it yourself.
That's yeah. true.
You're paying to do your own work. It's like the Asian way,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You stand up, you pick up your sides, mm-hmm. conveyor belts, probably one of my favorites because like you just sit there and you just pick shit off the shelf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the quality is not going to be great, but it's like, damn, it's nice to feel like you're nice. Doing a little bit.
It's nice because you don't have to fucking ask for it every time you want it.
Yeah, I just grab it whenever you need mm-hmm. it, you know.
Right, and it's so much like it's work, fine. Right? And it's like you gotta, and then at the same time, you're kind of playing like the waiting game, right? Because these places have a time limit, and some of these places enforce it, right? And like if you want to maximize that time, you don't want to be like waiting around for somebody to come by, right? And mm-hmm. they purposely, you know, if it's a sleazier business, they purposely don't come around.
Yeah, they avoid you.
Yeah, they avoid you, and then it's like annoying as hell, and it takes forever for them to actually like put in the order and come back. Or if they do put in the order, they always fuck with it. Right. And it's like, dude, like, I know what I want. It's like, don't be fucking with my orders. Right. So, like, I mean, there's places where, like, you know, they start like capping you out on like certain things and it's like hella annoying. So,
yeah, one less pork belly, one less galbi.
Yeah. Right. And it's like, dude, like, why do y'all do this? It's like, if we wanted what we wanted, like, we would have put it in that way, you know? And it's like, mm-hmm. and what's like, there's no harm to their business. Right. Cause like, they still charge for like the overage fees and stuff, you know? So it's like, stop fucking with it. And I think that has really driven like a change for like the kind of like the conveyor belt style types or like that kind of like drove like a little bit of change in that industry, right? Because it's like, I mean, one good example is Fiery Pot, right? Yep. Like
mm-hmm. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, Fiery Pot, no frills, like great model of business, and it's like, and good quality stuff. And it's like, honestly, I think as like a, if we go out and eat hot pot, which I know we like don't do as much anymore just because, you know, we do it at home a lot. Mm-hmm. But like if we do go out, like that's the kind of place I look for, right? I think there's it's starting to get to the point where it's like it's either the very like first gen version of hot potting, which is like, you know, like you get the laminated sheet, you mark it, and they come out and give you stuff. Or it's like the kind of like the, I call it like the V2s, right? Like you have the fiery pots, you have the C pots, you have the conveyor belt stuff. And I think that's kind of like a really good sweet spot, right? Because like now the V3s are like the hot pot barbecue mixes, the hot pot karaoke room you can reserve, the Heidi Lau's where like they swing around a fucking noodle and they like give you a show and it's like everything like but like super good. I mean, the qualities are right, but the price is just way too expensive for what it is, right? And it's like, I think there's three spectrums of it, and like what I think is like great is like the middle spectrum.
Mm. So you like the self-service stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It really reminds me of like American buffets. Like you're really just going mm-hmm. out, getting your stuff yeah. and just coming back to the table, just throwing it in.
Yeah. Because like yeah. the control you have over it is just so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's like, oh, if I'm paying like $30-something per person, you know, and this is probably before tip and tax, like I want to be able to control like what I'm eating. Right. I want to maximize my value. Right. And I think the only way to truly do that is like if you take control of it yourself. So I would prefer the like the, you know, just have all the sides at the bar. You go up and get it yourself. Right. Versus like the conveyor belts. I think you're so at the mercy of like what they put on the conveyor belts, and you never know when you're gonna get it. But if it like comes around, cool, you know, grab it off and stuff like that. But I think my most preferred choice would be like the business model of like having like a bar, and you just go up and self-serve yourself, and the only thing that they give you that you have to request for is like the meats.
Yeah. Usually the meats is always requests, right?
Yeah.
I haven't been to one where you can just grab it yourself.
I've been to K barbecues where it was like that.
Really?
K barbecues, I've seen those.
I've never seen
But not hot pot.
Yeah, no, not hot pot for sure. Yeah. But K barbecues, I've definitely seen that.
I've never seen that. I guess I wasn't there.
the one in San Bruno, was it? Or Millbrae? The
charcoal. Oh, that
was a long time ago.
That's right.
Yeah, they used to do that.
I was thinking about a different one. But yeah, that one's one. You used to have to request galbi, but
everything else you can get.
Yeah, everything else you used to stand up and like just scoop.
Oh, I forgot about
the,
that
the
one.
The bulgogis and all that. Like you can go up there and get it.
I didn't know that was still. Well, I didn't know that was common right now because I've never been to other Korean barbecue. I haven't been to any newer ones lately.
I don't know if it's common, but I now I remember that's like probably the closest one.
Right.
Yeah. That does it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that great, but you know, it was something.
It's just easy. It's convenient.
It was relatively affordable. I think that one
was pretty cheap.
Yeah, it was pretty cheap.
Like 25, something like that.
I mean, it's not bad. Yeah. It could be way like, more.
Based on the amount you eat, you know?
Yeah.
For like K barbecue prices? Like
they usually charge you like closer to like 30, almost 30.
Yeah, 30, 35, easy. Depending on like dinner time, you know?
Yeah. K barbecue is relatively cheaper than hot pot, though, on average.
Well, if you're pricing everything, considering what you're getting, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're both priced pretty similarly, but like,
hot pot is a little bit more expensive, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, I almost feel like Korean barbecue is a little bit more bang for your buck because, I mean, it's like more expensive meats usually, depending on who you go with and like what you get. Like, I mean, if you eat like a fuck ton of like galbi and pork belly, you're going to make your money back, right?
Hot
pot, for me, like, I never really go to hot pot for like the meat. It's nice to have, but I like go in on the sides and the fish balls and like sausages and spam and like ramen noodles and bullshit like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't go for the meat. Like,
yeah, the meat's nice to have, but like at some point you run out of meat, you know?
I go for the meat.
I go for sides and fish.
Fish is good. Yeah. You know, the tofus, the fish tofus.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely get you on the variety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More variety. Yeah. It's not just meat.
Yeah. 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 They get you on the variety for sure. But I guess like that kind of like takes an interesting turn, right? Because it's like, I know we talked about like gimmicks and like, you know, like different business models or like improving business models. But like, where do you feel like K-barbecue kind of fit into that mix, right? Because like, my opinion, I feel like K-barbecue kind of, the V1 and V2 wasn't very different. Like V1 was like mom and pop, like, you know, your local like charcoal grills and stuff like that. And like your no frills, like you just go there and you eat. And then V2 is kind of like, to me, in my opinion, like Gen, right? Like it opens up like a different market and generation where like all they're doing is like banging out ADM and like giving you like decent, okay-ish kind of food, right? But like what's K-barbecue turning into? Like, I feel like K-barbecue isn't like, you know, like hot pot where like they just keep throwing in different things to make your experience better. It's kind of like the food has been constant, but I think like a V3 is kind of like the whole like premium barbecues now.
Like the ones you order like a la carte.
Some of them are like a la carte, but they're also like highly, there's a couple like highly rated restaurants now that are like, you know, like
premium meats,
up there, premium, like really focused on like the quality of the stuff. Like I think there's like San Ho One or like whatever that just opened up in the city. And
there's
like
one on Judah too, I think.
I don't know the one on Judah.
We've been there before, but they had some premium meats too. It was pretty good. But it was like almost $30 for all you can eat, which wasn't bad. But they also
Judah?
Like Judah 9th or something. I forget what it was called.
Yeah.
Maybe Kogi Gogi or something. I don't remember.
Oh, that place? No, that place is like a V2.
I mean, during the time we went, it was a lot better than most Korean barbecue places. I mean, I don't really venture out to new K barbecue in general anymore, but that was the one that I thought was much better in quality and more variety, not just, you know, the typical meats you get at Korean barbecues. They have other stuff too.
Well, I think Tyler's talking about like not the all you can eat places, but like the quality places, like the one that pops into my head is like probably like Quarters in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
Like those like premium set menus or like, oh, it's not all you can eat. Oh, so and it's like just like Korean like meats and stuff.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I don't think NorCal has too many of those compared to like LA right now. Mm-hmm. I know there's some in like San Jose with like set menus, like $100-something and you get like, you know, certain cuts of meat.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, but it's like,
yeah, we don't really get that.
It's
here.
Not, we haven't seen it hit like the all you can eat stuff. I still feel like the people in the city, the all you can eat Korean barbecue is more like a social gathering. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a club, bar. You know, you're gonna go drink soju, you're gonna party with friends, you're gonna listen to music, you're gonna fucking smell like meat after, you know. It's there's not too much gimmicks you can really do with all you can eat Korean. Yeah. It is what it is, right? And people go for the Korean barbecue and to get their money's worth.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't have to gimmick as hard as like hot pot.
Right.
For example.
Do you feel like Korean barbecue has kind of like reached its peak?
I think it's reached its peak in terms of like what it is. Everyone knows what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the only thing you can really do is just increase the quality of it.
Right.
Because your experience isn't going to change much each time you go because you're, you know, you're going to order. It only changes if you order different meats, but you're more prone to order the same meats every time you go versus not. The thing with hot pot that changes is your soup base. Mm. You're kind of locked into a soup base. So your experience, most people are going to pick the same soup bases, but if you're changing it up, like fiery pot has like a fuck ton of broths and like random broths, right? Yeah. So if you change it up, that you lock yourself into a different experience each time you go.
Right.
And then the whole, you know, experience of doing everything yourself too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the one thing the Korean barbecue places always suck at is usually the customer service, because there's, it's always some ABG that's like super slammed.
Yeah.
With like 20 tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I feel like, because like, maybe it's also like a NorCal thing. I'm pretty sure like in like SoCal, right? Like maybe in like K-Town, there are probably like Korean barbecues that do like karaoke and stuff. But I notice up here, like for the most part, that's not the direction that like K-barbecues kind of take.
I just don't know if I would want to do karaoke and K-barbecue, yeah, you know? It's like it's steamy, it's smoky, everyone's sweaty.
You might end up just burning all your shit too.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're just, you have to multitask. Because
I mean,
it might be kind
of
difficult.
With hot pot, like you can overcook something, but like if you overcook it, it's not the end of the world. You're not going to burn the place down. But if you overcook like Korean barbecue, you're fucked.
That's true.
Yeah
the fire alarm's going off.
It might be a hazard.
Yeah. Well, I also feel like upfront cost for Korean barbecue is a lot more expensive, right? Because the grill, like the table setups, like they're not like, you know, you can't just bring like, I mean, you can, and I've seen some places do it, right? Where like when they're not primarily focused, that's like a Korean barbecue restaurant. But like in hot pot, like you can just take like a butane burner and just like fucking start hot, like and put a pot with the broth and meats all around and stuff like that, right? Or even like the tables aren't really like massively more expensive than anything, right? Because it's just an induction plate. But like I feel like with like Korean barbecue, right? Like when you start a Korean barbecue restaurant, and you want to have like a great experience, like there's a lot that goes into it. There's the grill, the table, and then there's the vents. And I feel like with that, it kind of adds so much more upfront costs. And it's like with all that being factored in, like, and then they start running business, like it's hard to like upkeep another aspect of it. So I wonder if that kind of like plays a reason into like why we don't really see like these places that are like, you know, Korean barbecue, but you can also like, I don't know, karaoke. Oh, Korean barbecue, but you can also like, I don't know, play board games. Like there's just not a lot of like those kind of like mixes with Korean barbecue. You go there, you know exactly what you're going to expect. And I feel like that's why like the route of where it's changing is really like, oh, it's still going up in quality. Like there's only so many factors that can control to make it more unique versus like hot pot is like, you know, it's the whole game is based on variety, so you just throw in more shit.
It's also like, I think what part of it is just like the attention span with hot pot is like you can obviously stop eating, stop cooking, and everything will be okay,
you know?
And then you can like hot pot, sing a song, play mahjong, do whatever, hang out with friends, and then go back to the table. But with anything else, it's like, I don't know, leaving that much raw meat for Korean barbecue out on the table and not cooking is kind of like
that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing I usually hate about Korean barbecue is like, you know, like hot pot, it's social, right? They're both in the same category of like social eating.
Mm-hmm.
But with hot pot, I feel like hot pot is way better to do with big parties, or it's also way easier to do in big parties.
Yeah.
Because most places will either do like a couple big pots that are split, or everyone gets an individual pot.
Yeah.
Korean barbecue, you get one tiny ass grill for a table of eight, and they bring you a tray of like brisket, and like one tray of brisket, everyone gets like two pieces. Mm. You spend like all that time cooking it, and then, you know,
yeah,
cooking the next meat, and then that fucks the meat after if it's marinated. That's like a whole game of like when to cook this, when to cook that, when to put the pork belly, how to cut it, who gets this much meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, fuck.
It's a lot more interactive with that, in that sense.
I don't want to say interactive. It's a lot more pain in the ass, I feel like. Mm. Because like I feel like the optimal amount of people to eat Korean barbecue is four or less.
Four or less.
Anything more than that, it's just, and one grill, it's like four people per grill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Three is ideal because the portion size is what they bring out, you know? Mm-hmm. Anything more than that, like everyone's going to be starving for like an hour.
Yeah.
And we generally have to kind of like our meats the same way too, because it's just people who like meats differently or different types of meat. It makes it harder.
True. And there's always one or two people that can cook or takes over the tongs.
Yeah,
you know?
Like Tyler's always cooking. So.
Yeah. And it's just like that person's kind of fucked for an hour and a half cooking for eight people, you know?
Yeah.
You can ask for a second tongs, but it's like...
But no one really does. Like, I mean,
they flip it, but it's like the second tongs is for someone to hold it up while the main cook cuts it, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's... I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not fun for like two people, and then it's awkward for the rest of people to stare at them like cut the meat while they're hungry. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That is true.
That's why I think hot pot's a little bit more superior in that front.
Hot pot, I think hot pot in general, like the model of it is more for like long game. You know, it's long game eating, right? Because it's like, you know, like as long as someone is like actively still pouring like soup in there and you're not running the pot dry, like, yeah, like you just keep building and layering and layering and layering, and it's like, you know, you can put the sides in, the sides can cook at its own time. And if someone gets hungry or wants to eat that instead, like they can pick at that. There's just, because of the variety, I feel like it opens up so much more like wiggle room for people to like do other things. And maybe that's kind of why like this model works for hot pot. Because it's like Korean barbecue, you have to be fully attentive. Once that meat hits the grill, right? Like it's, you have to be attentive, right? You can't just like let it burn out. Like you have to like flip it. You have to time it. You have to like, you know, start cutting it and then like get like passing it to people, and then you keep going and going and going, because that's how you maximize your value in Korean barbecue. So I guess with that like aspect of it, like, can you really sing at the same time? Like, you know, can you really do anything else at the same time?
So the other six can sing while the two people are still cooking.
Yeah, but that's boring as shit, you know.
It's boring as shit for the two cookers. Everyone else can have fun,
right?
yeah.
So I guess hot pot, the way it just in design, is just like a lot more like, there's a lot more wiggle room with that. Yeah. And that goes the same with like sushi too, though. Like, cause there are places that do like sushi karaoke.
Sushi karaoke. That's fine though, right? Cause I mean, there's really no labor involved in
food, just comes sushi and you eat, you know? So it's like, so I guess a lot of it has to do with like the attention span of the activity, right? Mm. It's like, you can like put something in hot pot and forget it.
Okay? Let's just do like a boba bar karaoke at that point, right?
Yo, that's.
Ooh, I do that.
Not business model.
Yeah. A little pop off like an alcoholic boba.
Hey, I fucks with that, dude.
Yeah. And virgin boba.
Turn into normal a club. Boba.
Oh, shit.
Charge
boba
cover.
Bay.
Start charging cover at one point.
Damn.
Boba club?
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
How you make an AMF with boba? Shit.
Just stick bobas in.
AMF just stands for Asian motherfuckers instead.
Yeah, Asian motherfuckers.
And we use Midori sour instead.
Oh, I love Midori.
Tokyo tea.
Oh,
yes, Tokyo tea.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, for like hot pot and like sushi and stuff like that, like it's just so much easier to spin off and like create like so much more variety and diversity into the mix. But like with K barbecue, it's so difficult. Like, which is like, it's kind of sad, because like it does sound like a cool time, because like if you are like grilling and you're just sitting there for like 2 hours, like it would be cool to do something else, but. I get it too. Like, it's a lot of upfront costs.
I mean, you can talk to your friends, I guess. That's something you could do. That's a social part of it.
Not
or drink a fuck ton of soju.
A fuck ton of soju. That, yeah. Right? It's like you just get drunk and then all of a sudden everything's a good time after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's usually the game plan for a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
You save, you don't drink for a while, then you just kind of go a little hard on one day and you regret it.
Yeah. I'm very curious to see where this would turn in like the next 10 years, though. Because I feel like, I mean, businesses are going to keep evolving, right? And I'm really curious to see, like, what the next big step for this food industry is, specifically in the all-you-can-eat, like, zone.
the only way I can see Korean barbecue jump into the next level, into like this, like more, I guess, fun and more social stuff, like karaoke and stuff, is if they ever make like a, like those non-burning grills. Mm. Cause like replacing the grills and stuff, mm-hmm. it's like, I think having these rooms and stuff for like hot pot is because the, you know, the waiters don't have to come and check on you every yeah. now and then. But like with a grill, like they gotta change that shit like so often. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not worth it for them to like go upstairs into a different room, carry this hot ass grill tray thing down. It's like, nah.
Yeah, no, it's that's it a very it. That's very difficult to do. Mm-hmm.
It's a hazard.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see if there's a way that they can start automating some of that stuff. Like as long as there's like automation, I feel like then you can like then I feel like specifically in like K barbecue, you can probably start doing a lot more stuff, right? Like what if I mean, like a grill change uh-huh. becomes automatic. Mm. Like the grill comes up, goes into a dirty slot, drops down, and then like a new one just pops over and just drops.
That'd be pretty cool.
Wouldn't that be sick though?
Have like a conveyor belt where you just put your dirty grates. Right? Yeah. And then you'd have, it's a lot of liability with like, you know, mm-hmm. customers eating and like fucking it up and like burning themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine. Mm-hmm. It's just like a big ass cast iron. It won't taste as good, but you know, it's yeah. something.
Or like automatically flipping meats.
Oh shit. At that point,
automatically flipping meat.
Why don't they just automatically cook the meat and bring it out, you know?
It's different. You still want to be involved. You still want to be involved. No, you just press a button and it like flips. Mm. Right? So that way the person doesn't have to just continuously grill. You just be like, oh shit, beep. And it's like,
psst. Just self-flipping meat.
You know? That'd be kind of sick.
It's like a robot.
Yeah, that'd yeah. be kind of sick. Because like then you can take your attention off things and like do other things.
Mm. And karaoke.
Yeah, and karaoke, right? But then you also need like the space for that, and each room is gonna have to have like a really good working ventilation system.
At that point, for like Korean barbecue karaoke, KBBQ karaoke, I feel like it would just be better for them to cook that shit and bring it out to you.
At that point, you know? Yeah,
yeah, they well. Just come yeah, out yeah. with these hot plates and leave like a fuck ton of meat on the table, and then right. you'd be good to go.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But also, you get like belligerently drunk in like Korean barbecue. That is a socially acceptable thing, you know. Yeah. So like I don't know if I want belligerently drunk adults in like a karaoke
super
room,
super hot grill,
yeah. with a super hot grill, and yeah, that just does not sound like a recipe for success. So maybe there was a lot more to take into consideration.
I'm sure they thought of this stuff, but they also had to take account of all the cons to that, all the liabilities that could happen.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's been thought out.
Yeah,
there's somebody out there that was like, yeah, we should probably try this, and they're like, no,
it's like, nah, can't do that.
Like belligerently drunk people, fire, yeah, not the best mix.
Well, some places use that the grill the wax paper. Right? Oh, do they still do that?
Do they?
Yeah, some
I've seen some places still do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I mm-hmm. generally just throw it straight on the grill.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The wax paper thing's kind of weird.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I don't want to say steaming it, but it's not the same.
Yeah. It's like it's hot, but it doesn't like sizzle the same.
The thing is, like, if it's a marinated meat, it like sits there in its own like juices and it's kind of just boiling.
Oh yeah.
So that's a sucky part.
It's gross. Yeah, not a fan.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about those half hot pot, half Korean barbecue places? Trash. Or half grill places? Not
trash.
A fan.
Trash.
I don't know. I mean, I've only went maybe like once or twice. Mm. Wasn't really like huge fan of it. It's like, I don't know.
It's too much to take in for me.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
I feel like neither of them are really that good either. It's yeah. Like hot pot mediocre, Korean barbecue mediocre.
See, that's
mediocre.
The thing. Yeah, because like.
They don't specialize in anything, so.
Yeah, you know, like the places that do the half-half, it's like, the reason why it sucks is because like they literally have to divert their attention to two different things, but they kind of give you the same meat. That's the big thing, right? They don't like make the meat specific for the certain cuts or like for the certain way of cooking. Uh-huh. So like they end up giving you the same hot pot meat and they expect you to just throw it on the grill, right? But things cook differently when they're in different like thickness, right? And it's like if you throw like super thin shabu meat onto a grill, it's like, does it cook? Yes. Does it taste good? Yes. But it's not the same outcome, you know? So like then you just like you feel like, oh, I'm getting ripped off on like this barbecue side. So you just put it into the hot pot side, but you only have half a hot pot now. And it's like this is such a stupid setup. Like, so I'm personally not a big fan of it. And plus, they also give you the fucking wax paper.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm personally not a fan of it. I feel like that was kind of like, You know when boba went through that phase where like they let you put the toppings in?
Like one place, yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. What was that place called?
T-Way.
Right? Like, at the time, it sounded like a great idea, but it never succeeded.
See, when you were doing the comparison and you said when boba, I thought you meant like the split cups. Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the split cups.
Oh, the split cups.
Like
I forgot about that.
You pick two flavors and then it's like you put...
Like Pico, they did that.
Yeah, and then it's like two different sides where there's like the butt crack in the middle.
But it's two like unique drinks that they make. So it's different. Okay. It's just they so happen to give you like one cup for those two unique drinks, right? But then with T-Way, for example, right? When they don't designate how you should be like preparing your drink, like I feel like the idea was like, oh, you make it the way you like to drink it. But then most people don't actually know what they want. So they think, oh, this is great. I'm going to put all the fucking egg pudding in the cup that I want. And they fill up that cup. And then the tea with it, then they pour in like three drops of your tea. Mm-hmm. And you're like, man, this is trash.
Yeah.
Sucking up
okay, I mean, in their defense, they did have a line to tell you how much you should put in there so you have enough drink. But people tend to just go over it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, it's like...
When you give it up to the people.
It's user error.
Yeah. You give it up to the people's choice, then it's going to like it's going to fuck shit up, right?
Yeah.
And so like I think the thing is... I think point being was like the comparison was like... It's one of those ideas that like I think started off with good intention, right? Like hot pot and barbecue on the same thing. Like, yeah, it's like it sounds like a great idea. But like in execution and practice, it's like one of those like things you didn't like really foresee like it going to shits, right? And it's like, yeah, it just was not a good idea for that, I guess, direction of barbecue and hot pot.
I guess potentially it could be a good idea if they kind of upped their game on that, you think?
It's too much upfront cost because everything boils down to money, right? Because like at that point, if you're trying to be a good hybrid business, like then you have to treat like hot pot and barbecue as its own thing, right? But they don't ever do that because it's too much upfront cost to like ideally sell two different things because they're going to have to cut two different meats or source two different kinds of thicknesses. And I feel like that's going to, for them, it's probably going to be a lot more upfront costs, right? So like this is like, and like honestly, all these businesses, their main way of making money is cutting costs, right? Like how do they fill you up on the cheaper shit, right? Like that's their business model. So they're not going to spend more money, you know, to source like better things. To make your experience better, because like the end game is like, oh, they got you into the restaurant, you're paying for this, and they're just giving you something to eat. There's a lot of like, I think it was just a bad business decision, to be honest.
Hey, I mean, it sold at the time, it's not like they were unsuccessful. It's true. You know, they probably got more complaints than they should have.
It's a new concept. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, I think like it came at the right time. Same thing with like the T-Way system, right?
Yeah.
Came at the right time because everyone was getting bored of the same-o, right? But it just wasn't like, it wasn't scalable at the end of the day. So I think that's why a lot of businesses cut back on it. Like there's that big-ass spot on Noriega that used to do that. It's a really big like building. And it was a couple of things. It was a Hong Kong place.
Oh, was it the big, something big, right? It used to have the cheese thing.
Yeah. So that place.
Oh, big pan. That's what it was called.
Yeah. And then that place used to be the hot pot place, hot pot barbecue place.
It was, yeah.
It lasted like a year.
I don't think less. I even went there. Or maybe we did.
We did.
Is that the one next to the boba spot?
Yeah.
Cups?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Yeah. So like, yeah, that when they started doing the whole like barbecue hot pot mix thing, same thing. It was a bust, but people went because it was like a new concept, you know. So it only lasts so long until like people realize that it's like, oh, same stuff just in a different format, and it's like, just like T-Way.
I miss T-Way.
That's the thing with like San Francisco though. Everything needs to gimmick, you know.
Yeah, true.
At this point, I think boba kind of peaked though. I mean, like, you can't really do anything much more with toppings besides introduce a new one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, how good can egg pudding get? Or, like, how good can honey boba get? You know, you can just change the color of it.
Yeah.
And make it aesthetically pleasing. But, like, I feel like for boba, or maybe it's like I'm not too big of a boba connoisseur anymore since I moved away. But I don't know. I feel like it's so hard to make any more gimmicks for boba.
Yeah. But I highly compare boba with like Korean barbecue though, because I think it's like they're very like a one-way business. And like the only way to like really scale it is to improve the quality of it. Whereas like hot pot, like you technically don't have to improve the quality. Like is it good if you do? Kinda. You can charge more, I guess. And like you can market it in a different way. But it's like there's so many other ways to like avenues of revenue to like for a hot pot, right? Versus like boba, it's like there's only really two things you can do. You can either improve the experience of buying it or you like improve the quality of the drink. And like generally speaking, the one that is easiest upfront or like lowest upfront cost and easiest route to pursue would be to just improve the quality of it. So a lot of these places are now like these like more like craft bobas, I call them. I don't know if people actually call it craft boba.
I mean, they have, what's it called? Nitro boba now.
That's crazy.
It's really good though. It's real smooth.
I want that.
Yeah, they got nitro bobas in San Jose. There's a few spots now.
It's just nitro brew, but
yeah.
boba.
Because they would nitro brew like the teas, I guess. And
man, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
On tap.
This is why they'd be charging like $8 for boba now.
Yeah. The craft shit, you know, it's like it's like basically like the beer game, but not. Mm-hmm.
The boba on tap, just imagine.
Dude, boba's like Jamba Juice prices now.
It is.
It's expensive.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
But that's
the kind of direction that I like to see, though. Like, I feel like things, I mean, as much as I don't always agree with paying for that, but I like the fact that things are like looked at in a more like valuable light.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like boba taking this direction and like going into like this whole like craft scene, I think is kind of like doing good. You know, it also kind of like helps like chip away at like the idea that like Asian things are cheap.
Yeah.
You know, so I like that concept of it. And I mean, people pay for it. I would pay for a really good cup of boba, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, if it's good then.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, $8, I might be like complaining, but I'll still drink
it. I'll
still buy it.
I don't know. Them boba balls gotta be super special. I don't know.
Right. Like
you gotta have some major toppings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when you guys talking about the boba club stuff, it reminds me of, I'm suddenly reminded of like Pico and Gosu. They were trying to do that for a little bit too.
Yeah. They went the experience route because like their drinks weren't great.
They were not. I mean, they had school names.
Lines out the door though.
They had catchy names.
They played Illenium all day long.
They did.
Couches. Loungy.
Yeah. Super dark in there. Loud music. You can play Switch.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, like, I guess, to hang out in there if you even got a couch or a place to sit. Yeah. But
all the cashiers looked the same. It was
but that died out
girls
fast.
Girls in skimpy outfits and blonde hair, they just moved to a different boba shop.
The ABGs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a phase, and then I think it kind of just died. I don't even know anyone who goes there anymore.
they went from the Pico, they went to being Pico girls to coffee shop girls, probably.
Well, the thing is, like, Pico, the thing, I mean, besides the whole environment, was the split cup, right?
It's a split cup.
Yeah. You can only get the split cup so many times until you try all the drinks and be like, oh, there's nothing special.
True, unless you really want two drinks. You really, like, you know, we're indecisive. We're like, oh, I want both. So you have the split cup.
I know, but it's just like, I was never a fan of it because it's like, damn, you got two straws and then like you're like switching sides and then like, you know, if you're going like this, you're poking an eye out and shit.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know. I think the biggest comparison, right, is like Pico and like Seven Leaves is kind of like the two different routes, right? Like
they're very different.
they went two different directions, right? Yeah, Pico that went like this whole like this is going to be like a boba buying experience.
Boba bar.
Boba
bar. Boba coffee shop.
Right. You're not going there specifically because you like a drink. The drinks aren't like terrible, but they're not like craft, right? Like they're not the greatest shit, right? But you go there because it's like it's a cool hangout spot. Yeah. You go there because it's like social status. I don't know, like you want to run
social
into people,
status,
you know.
I guess.
You go out there on a Friday night, you know.
That was my tapioca express.
But like if
quickly.
But like what, like Seven Leaves is different, right? Like Seven Leaves is no froze. You go in, you buy it, you drink it. And you maybe you can study there.
It's
know,
more
whatever.
Of a coffee shop energy
like coffee
to me.
Shop.
Yeah, yeah.
I would study there.
But you go for the drink, and that's what's scalable though. You go for the drink, right? Because like you might, chances are you crave a drink more than you crave an experience.
Of course.
Right, like you like on a Thursday on like a random Tuesday night, like would you go to Pico? Maybe not. You know, maybe it's just not the vibe. You know. Some people do, some people don't. But like on a Tuesday, on a random Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, you could be craving Seven Leaves. Like, And because like you want that specific drink because they do a great job of it.
Yeah.
Bro, if they had a Seven Leaves around, man, ooh,
game over.
Oh no.
That mung bean drink.
Game over. Ooh.
Pandan drink, yeah.
Fuck.
So good.
I'd buy so much of that shit.
Right. Yeah. So
I'd buy that shit in bulk.
You over here like, hey, y'all collab with like, Costco?
No, because they pour it in like the milk gallon jugs.
Oh, they do?
No, I mean, they could. Like, oh, I mean, could. Like, well, there's a place. Fuck, what's that?
Dude, your eyes lit up. You're like, oh.
Yeah, selling bulk? No. I mean, there's some boba places that you can buy like gallons worth. Mm. I don't think it's Seven Leaves. But yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
I would do that. I keep in the fridge. Nice. Yeah.
I try to DIY it though. It's been done.
I mean, we have done it. It's a lot of work.
It's just an inconvenience.
So. Yeah.
You might as well just buy a pre-made.
Yeah.
Plus it
tastes
a little better, you know.
It's a little sweeter. I can control that stuff here if I make it myself.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, but that's a lot of work.
A lot of time, a lot of soaking the beans. And
like if you have one across the street, you'd rather go get that shit.
Probably.
Across the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And or DoorDash it.
Oh, I'd definitely DoorDash it.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. I was thinking about DoorDashing Tea Hut right now.
I was going to DoorDash boba yesterday night at like 11.
But you can DoorDash
11.
It now.
You could literally drive now.
I know, but no, this was yesterday, like 11 or so, and I was like, I kind of want boba, and I kind of want some fried chicken.
Bro, you would pay like $15 for a cup of boba.
No, it would have been less.
It would have been 15
no,
with
it
the
been,
chicken.
It would have been 15 because you wouldn't have met the $12 requirement.
No. Yeah.
So you would have to be charged.
That's why
delivery.
We
would have
gone snack. They had the soupies and fried chicken. See, I was going to order from Boba Gen because that was the only thing that was open that late. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to do it. But then for some reason, my DoorDash wasn't working, probably because I didn't update it. And I was like, because
God said you shouldn't waste money like that.
And I'm just like,
said you should
I'm
spend it
sweetie.
Today instead.
I'm going to Tea Hut today. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I think Boba, I think. If I was to start a business, I would probably try to start a boba business. I'm not gonna lie.
It's pretty lucrative, you know, as long as you know, you're not just some simpleton about it.
But I think it's like it's kind of in a fun place to do it right now, right? Because it's like, end game, of course, you want to be profitable, mm-hmm. right? Because I mean, it's a business at the end of the day, right? But I feel like it's in like an interesting place because there's more like social acceptance to it. Right, because like I could start a hot pot place, right? But I'm still only servicing to like a ton of Asians, right?
Baby
but
hats.
Everybody, no matter white, black, Hispanic, mm-hmm. Asian, like mm-hmm. everybody's drinking boba now, and I feel like there's just so much more like fun like discoveries that
more,
can still like.
More with
what would be your boba gimmick though? What makes you special? You need a gimmick out here.
You do need a gimmick.
What would be your boba gimmick?
That's tough.
You can do a nitro one out here.
There's two ways. It's either I go full in on this whole like nitro stuff, like I like you go in and literally like you're getting your boba poured out like nitro brew, like
dude.
Just on tap. Mm-hmm. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect is like I really want to start a club.
So we had Nitro Brew Boba Club.
No,
you would remove the nitro.
I would remove the nitro. I would make alcoholic mixes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think alcoholic boba can really be a thing out here.
Oh, definitely.
You know?
I think so. It's been thought of.
It's been thought of. It hasn't been
done. Right? Yeah.
No one has executed it up here.
I mean, I know they did it in Valley Fair, but I don't know if it was good.
The thing is with boba, like, it's alcohol and like creamer is not very good together.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
Right.
Unless you get like,
that's like a
Bailey's or
like something,
cool
right?
Kahlua's or something.
What I imagine more of is it wouldn't be like milk tea. It would probably be like alcoholic mixes with like boba toppings. So it's like you get the concept of like drinking like a boba drink, mm-hmm. but it's going to mostly be like, oh, like there's going to be like boba balls on the bottom or like cups are a little bigger, longer, taller.
Kind of sounds like an Asian club or a tiki hut.
It reminds me of the bar that your cousin or whatever they own.
Viridian,
yeah. It kind of reminds me of that type of concept, but with boba. Because they have all the Asian flavors in their alcoholic drinks.
Yeah.
So something like that.
They got a good vibe going.
I want to go. You can take me.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Even my brother went.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. let me try to hit him up. And
you know what sounds lit? Like a beer garden, but a boba garden. Ooh. Where you when you buy like an entry and you get like a wristband and you just refill and just hang out and lounge.
That does sound fun too.
Yeah, that does sound fun. You can't do it in San Francisco. That's like some San Jose shit though.
Is there import?
No, I would do it in
well, you need like nice outside like venue settings.
Do it in like Millbrae. Or even like San Carlos.
San Bruno, maybe?
San Carlos.
Okay, yeah, yeah. A little bit more south.
Yeah, yeah,
not where it's cold as shit outside, you know?
No, no, no.
But, I mean.
I'd do San Carlos.
Yeah, yeah, see?
That's far.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's hella far.
But it's a boba garden.
But here's the
thing. You're going to be there for a while, you know?
Like people will pay for that shit in San Carlos, though. Yeah. You know? Because you can upsell that shit.
Yeah. Happy hour? Oh, fuck. They love happy hour. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit nothing else to do in San Carlos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to like.
First date shit? Boom. Ooh. Second date?
All the way
third date?
San Carlos? Well,
okay,
though?
This is. Imagine people that don't live in San Francisco, you know? But they're still, not just all here.
Well, I know that, yeah. But like.
It's a San Mateo crowd, I'll go.
Yeah, San Mateo
crowd. I guess.
But even people at SF would drive down for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what am I thinking of? I was thinking about East Bay. Am I thinking about San Pablo?
San Carlos, like just. Like a little like, south.
What's, yeah. What's the one in East Bay I'm thinking of? I don't know.
San Ramon?
No, not San. No. I can't think of it.
I'll open
right
one
now.
Up there too.
San Luis Obispo.
Ouch.
That's a little too far.
Yeah. San Diego.
Like, well, even further.
Like if I told you, hey, there's a place in San Carlos that like is like a whole boba experience. You go there, you can chill, you can hang out, good vibes. Fucking big ass walls of like fake vine plants.
Like imagine wine tasting. But it's boba.
Boba.
And you try all the different boba.
That would be cool.
Ooh, like a boba wine train.
Like a How crazy would like that a boba be? Tasting? Shit.
Like a boba tasting. Like you drink, but you got to spit out.
Hey, yo.
I'm spitting it out, though.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, it's cool. Wine tasting, why would you spit it out? You're drinking wine.
Wine tasting, you spit out or else you get drunk.
I know. But like, I mean, not for me, but yeah. If some other people. I know other people that don't spit that shit out.
It's fucking totally plastered by the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's a up to you decision.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's a yeah. It's a life decision you make there.
It's a life decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But true.
Yeah, that's I think I would definitely try to like if I was to start a business, it'd probably be like somewhere in the realms of boba.
Right.
I feel like food is just too like too much. Too much upper
if
cost.
You do like a boba acai bowl.
What?
Yeah.
So putting
Yeah. Think about that.
All right.
Like a milk tea acai. Milk. Cause nah, fuck it.
That's basically ice cream.
Yeah, right? But
it's like think of like Thai tea ice cream with boba,
but a little bit more liquidy. You know, maybe a little bit more toppings on the side.
Add a little fruit on it. You know,
little. I mean, it depends what you want. A little egg pudding on the side.
On top.
I feel like I can't make a whole entire business out of it though.
It'll be a side.
You're talking about
like a side thing to the boba garden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like you little got dessert. Like the food menu. You
yeah,
know,
dessert. Yeah, the snacks. Yeah,
snacks and shit.
Like a little Thai tea ice cream.
It's kind of like froyo then. You know, you have your little like froyo or your ice cream.
I'm saying now you're getting disrespectful.
I'm just saying.
I kind of miss froyo.
Because froyo was a thing too. And that's also the whole add your topping type of stuff.
Is froyo not a thing anymore?
No, they all closed down. Like 2D Melon closed down. Damn. And like.
Which I'm kind of sad about.
Is not around. Newbie.
I do like a good froyo.
Uh-huh.
Not gonna lie.
Froyo was good. I liked froyo.
It was affordable.
It was. And all those mochi balls I had on top.
It depends on what flavors, you know. If you're into the seasonal flavors and then they don't have it, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
But they always had solid, you know, year-round flavors.
You can't go wrong with the taros. The taro was really good.
I'm not a big fan of taro.
Oof.
In general?
Just in general.
Oh, right. Yeah, you told me this before.
Big pistachio froyo guy.
Interesting.
Have you had Rio taro milk tea, though? Like, it's just milk and actual taro.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it?
It tastes like
mushy
yam.
I mean, it is a yam.
Yeah, it's a yam. It's just.
It's a root.
It's potato water. Yeah, you just boil a potato and drink in the water. That's what you're. Yeah. I don't like vegetable and like all this stuff in my desserts.
I get
no?
These vegetables.
Yeah, and then you got like sesame flavor. I don't think that's a vegetable, but like
but
seeds.
You like
and shit.
Nuts.
Yeah, nuts. But nuts, but not seeds. I don't know. Pistachio is different.
Sesame is good. Yeah. I guess
not
you don't.
The desserts. I'll eat a sesame ball, but not a sesame soft serve.
That's not kind of good.
Like black sesame sauce?
I hate black
like, you
sesame.
Don't, you don't
really?
Like, you don't like black sesame
don't
like ice
like black
cream?
Sesame desserts, ice
oh,
cream.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When you lick it, it only reminds me of licking a fuck ton of like cold sesame seeds.
Yum.
Mm.
I love black sesame. You know I always get the black sesame ice cream.
I'm not a fan.
The gelato, so good. Yeah.
I guess some people also don't like beans.
That's
true. I like red beans. I'm Vietnamese. I kind of like beans. Though.
That's true. There are some people that
some people
can't
get
associate.
They don't agree. That's racist.
Yeah, they associate beans with like you know like chili and stuff. So then they get kind of freaked out when it's
well
like
Vietnamese people. All our desserts is just all beans. you know.
It is. Yeah. I mean, so I love
Chinese food too. Red beans, mung beans.
I see. I look at beans as a dessert. More so than chili. Like I eat more like red bean ice than I do.
Well, when I think of like Chinese desserts, I think more like the hot desserts, like the egg tarts and the sesame balls and stuff like that.
Like with the baos, like all the breads and not pastries. The
bao, yeah, like more with pastries.
The thing is, like, honestly, like traditional Chinese desserts are literally like Vietnamese desserts, but hot.
Yeah. So that's why when I think of like Chinese desserts, it's usually like a hot dessert. Like usually. Like, what's that?
Like red bean soup.
Like red bean soup, like sweet tofu.
Sweet tofu flour.
Yeah.
Those are real good.
Soy milk or like.
Yeah, warm soy milk.
We have like, so we have the mung bean version of the red bean too.
Oh, I love that one. That one's my favorite.
The mung bean version one. I honestly don't. I'm having a very hard time translating all these in my head right now, so I'm not gonna try. But
red bean sand.
Red bean sand is what it translates to.
Yeah.
Nice,
because it's kind of gritty, you know. Like
red bean's gritty though.
Red bean is gritty.
It is.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I think this is a good place to end this ep. I know we just kind of talked all about food
as usual.
But I mean that was we actually stayed on topic. I notice every time we talk about food, we stay on topic.
Well, you gave us like four different topics, so we're going to talk about four of the, you know.
That's true.
Boba, hot pot, or Korean. That's enough content to not skip around.
Yeah. Well, the main point was like seeing where these industries will go and like talking about like current states and stuff like that. But always a good time talking about this stuff because it's so much like in our community, you know.
It's true.
So, yeah. All right. With that being said, guys, follow us on www.talkshopcast.com. You might have noticed I actually updated our logo, so
it's nice.
Now you can see our faces.
Now you know how we look like. Again.
Yeah. I feel like they knew what we look like, right? If they went to it before.
Yeah.
We have your...
That's why I said again. You know,
okay.
Again,
yeah.
You know?
You need our updated look.
Yeah, yeah.
Our updated look.
You know, so Peter's still single.
So. Wow.
That's a really good photo of him, so.
Yeah.
Holla.
I'll crop it out. You know,
just him. Yeah.
Oh, I'll add it to my apps.
Yeah, do it.
It's a good LinkedIn photo.
Yeah, good LinkedIn photo.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that being said, guys, talk to you next time. See you.
Bye.
Doodles.